Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you for sticking with the Mutual Audio Network, where imagination and relaxation blend. The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode of Bells in the Battery, Mars Rescue Part 2, was originally released March 30th, 2016.
Previously on Bells in the Battery, that German doctor guy, what's his name?
Dr. Sherman!
Yeah, Sherman, whatever. Convinced John Bell that he had a shuttle thing.
A space shuttle.
And he could go to Mars and rescue, I don't know, somebody. Something to do with, I don't know.
The missing cast of the Batfreak. Come on, what is wrong with you?
Hey, look, you laid me off for like 3.5 years. What do you expect?
Sorry.
All right, well, anyway, all that stuff happened. If you want to find out about it, listen to episode 141. Let's get this thing started.
Actor Lever, they're approaching Mars. I need to wake up Mr. Bell from cryo sleep. Mr. Bell, can you hear me?
Why? Is the movie over? Can I go home?
Mr. Bell, we are approaching Mars.
No, I didn't get a Mars bar. I like Raisinets.
Mr. Bell, we are not in a movie theater. We're in the shuttle.
Not the Carmike 10?
9.
What, they lost a screen?
Mr. Bell, you have been here for 110 days.
Wow, that's a long movie.
What?
Was it Waterworld?
That was a 2-hour movie.
Seemed a lot longer.
I agree.
These movie seats you are comfortable, though.
Mr. Bell, you are still groggy from your cryo sleep. You must wake up.
Wake up?
Wake up.
Wake up, little John Bell. Wake up.
What the heck are you?
The movie wasn't so hot.
Mr. Bell?
We didn't have much of a pop.
Stop dancing around, Mr. Bell.
I gotta go to the bathroom. Is this door the bathroom?
Don't open that. Close the door.
Wow, that's one powerful flush.
Look out the window. That is the dome.
So they're under the dome?
It's right.
Does Stephen King know about this?
And right down there is an airlock. That's where we can get into the dome. That's where we need to land.
Yeah, it's easy to see because of the dome light.
Mike, that is the place to land. Begin landing sequence.
Charging port.
Oh, no.
7,000.
We have to go through all this again.
9,000.
Let me get some coffee. Maybe that'll
11,000.
Help me wake up here.
15,000.
Interlock on.
Mr.
Coffee on.
Charging starboard.
Or charging Starbucks.
9,000.
That's a high price for coffee.
15,000. Interlock on. Ready to fire. Okay. Fire one. Fire two. Full boost,
Ben. This coffee's giving me a full boost, I tell you what. We are coming in for a landing. Everybody prepare for impact.
And we're there. So, Dr.
Sherman,
how do we get from here to the airlock on the dome?
We don spacesuits.
Oh, okay. As long as Don doesn't mind.
Not too much longer later, the door opened on the shuttle, and our intrepid duo stepped out onto the Martian surface. Stepped out onto the Martian... Where are you guys?
Sorry, zipper stuck on my spacesuit. Hold on.
Hold that down. I'll pull it up like this.
Careful. Some of that is me.
Quit moving around. This is really stuck. Maybe it needs just a big jerk.
What did you say?
It needs a big jerk. Go ahead and say it.
Too bad Brad's not here.
Okay. Hold on. I think I got it on. Got it.
Did I hear a rip?
Oh, no, you didn't hear a rip.
I thought I heard a rip.
No rip.
I heard a rip.
Just a little rip. What do you mean a little rip? Nothing to be concerned about. It could be a lot worse.
Oh, how?
It could be my spacesuit that's ripped.
Yeah, I can see. Wait, what?
And so our duo comes out of the spaceship, slowly approaching the airlock to the dome on Mars.
Ooh, that narrator was pretty good.
You know, I should get a raise for this.
Let's check the radio. Mr. Bell, do you receive me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Mr. Bell, are you getting my radio signal?
Yes, I can hear you. I have
There's
no
something wrong with Mr. Bell's radio.
No, I can
there
hear
you. There is something wrong with your radio. I mean, you are pushing the transmit button when you speak, right?
Yes, I am. I had a slight problem with the radio here for a second, but I fixed it. I replaced a tube or
good.
Something.
Let's approach the airlock.
Roger.
Mr. Bell?
I mean, Roger.
And here they are. I believe they open the airlock by pushing this button so. Excellent! A few steps and inside the airlock. I push this button to close the airlock. And this button to fill the airlock with air. Quite simple, eh, Mr. Bell? Mr. Bell? Ach, believer, he's still outside, right? I push this button to empty the air from the airlock. Push this button to open the door. Mr. Bell, why didn't you come with me into the airlock?
You didn't tell me.
Mr. Bell?
You didn't tell me to go into the airlock. I was awaiting instructions.
Okay, here are your instructions. Follow me.
I'll just follow you then.
Inside, both of us, button door close, button fill with air.
This is pretty simple.
I did not say for you to talk.
Right, sorry.
Button inside door opens. Well, now we can take off the space helmets.
Right. How do you do that?
You just release this catch on this catch and unscrew it.
It doesn't seem to want to unscrew there.
Of course it wants to unscrew here. Let me get that easy, to pull here.
It's got my nose.
Let me take care of that. Let me pull this up like this.
What do you mean,
I said, the helmet is off.
Oh, so we don't have any problems.
No.
Okay.
Not at the moment.
No, huh?
Let us walk into the dome.
Halt! Who goes there, fiend or foe?
Shouldn't that be friend or foe?
How's that?
Friend instead of fiend. I mean, fiend or foe kind of doesn't give him much of a choice.
Oh, that explains a lot. Identify yourselves.
Brad? Brad Motworth?
I don't think so. I happen to know Brad Motworth. And you, sir, are no Brad Motworth.
No. You are Brad Motworth.
Maybe I am and maybe I'm not. Let's find out if you're a fiend or a foe first.
Friend.
No, that wasn't one of the choices.
Brad, we're friends. I'm John Bell. John Bell?
Bell.
Bells in the Bat-Free?
Bells in the Bat-Free. No, that's not ringing any...
Don't say it.
Bells. Bells, bells, bells in the... Mr. Bell! My old buddy!
My old head of advertising!
My old aching head!
Brad, this place is pretty quiet. Where are all the Russians?
Russians?
Yes, when Arnie brought you all here back in episode 136, this was supposed to be a Russian colony, and you were supposed to work here, so... What happened?
Well, a few months after we got here, everything changed.
Changed?
Yes, most of the Russians just left. Somebody else took over.
Took over? Who? Who took over? How did they take over?
I don't know. All I know is I stand here and guard the entrance, and if anybody tries to come in, I let number two know about it.
Number two?
One of the last few remaining Russians, Laszlo Sinabovich. He's loyal to the new regime.
Excuse me, can I saw something in here real quick?
Sure. Sure, yeah. Go ahead.
All right.
This is probably the longest piece of exposition I've heard in this podcast without some sort of stupid joke or pun in it.
Yeah, I think he's got a point there, Mr. Bell.
Well, this could be what we call in the business a setup.
Is that like a wet bar?
No. This is possibly setting up some sort of really bad scene or pun or joke or something. Or it could just be advancing the plot.
Plot? You've never had a plot in these things.
Yes, and if you ever had a plot, Mr. Bell.
All right. Let's just see what happens. Where were we?
I kind of sounded the alarm when you first showed up, so you really gotta go with me now.
I don't know which I'm afraid of most. This number two guy or whatever this is setting up.
I know what you mean.
It's kind of giving me the willies, too.
Enough chit-chat. We must go this way to meet the second in command.
Okay, okay. Take us to your leader.
He's not the leader.
Okay, the guy who's right under the leader.
I think they live next door to each other, actually.
Oh, that wasn't the joke that was set up.
Let's keep moving here. Let's keep moving and around this bend, and there we are.
Why, that looks familiar. That's the Bat-Free building that Arnie brought to Mars.
Yes, it's a very important landmark. It's where the executive offices are.
Wow, what an honor for...
And also the dome's only gas station.
Gas station?
Yeah, we call it the fillage.
Fillage?
Everybody says, fill it up at the fillage.
I see.
So we get filled.
At the fillage?
At the fillage.
That's what I thought.
Was that what we were waiting?
No, it's probably going to be worse than that.
Most assuredly.
All right, inside... And take a left. Now, through this door.
Welcome. Welcome, my friends, to the village.
Hi. I'm glad to...
I hope you took the opportunity to fill up at the village.
No, we don't have a car, so we...
Oh, then you need to go to Laszlo Snobovich's used car lot. You always get great deal from Snobovich.
I'm sure we will, but we'd really like to know what happened here.
Question? Was that question? I did not say you could ask question. I ask questions here. In fact, my friend here asks questions here.
Your... friend?
His name is Hukor by Crook.
I'm sorry.
What was...
He has a touch of irritable bowel syndrome.
Ah.
He is great interrogator.
Interrogator? I don't think we
but
need
we
to...
But we are very busy today, so you need to take a number.
Take a number?
To get interrogated.
But I think...
Mr. Bell, just take a number.
Okay, okay. See, the next one's number 7. I guess I'll take that one. Oh, look. The one under it is number 3. I'll take that one so I'll get ahead in line.
Oh, yeah, this is something you want to do as soon as possible, right?
I have my number, but at this point, I'd like to recap exactly what's going on here.
All right.
Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
We want information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information?
Information.
You won't get it.
By hook or by crook.
Hi.
We will.
Sorry.
Who are you?
The new number 2.
Who is number 1?
You are number 6.
I am not that number. I am a 3 man.
Oh, boy.
See, here's my number 3.
That was worse than I thought it would be.
What's going on? What was all that about?
Are you familiar with that British show called The Prisoner that came out in the 60s?
How old do I look to you?
You see, this was a takeoff on the opening of the show, which you can see if you go to John Bell's Facebook fan page.
John Bell has a fan page?
Now, just a minute. Brad, I have a fan page?
Yeah, go figure. It's called Bells in the Bat-Free Fan Group Thingy.
Thingy.
With 2 E's at the end.
Of Bat-Free?
Of Thingy.
I gotcha.
And if you don't see it there, just look it up on YouTube.
The Facebook page?
The opening to The Prisoner.
Who would start such a Facebook fan page?
I don't know. People with too much time and too little intelligence?
Brad, don't insult my fans.
I'm thinking the word fans may be a little strong in this case.
Yeah, in case it means people with nothing else to do.
I'm gonna get kicked out of my own fan page.
Ooh, then I might sign up.
You people stop such beeble babble. They got to get down to interrogation.
All right. But first, I need to visit the euphemism.
The what?
The necessary.
Come again.
What's Russian for bathroom?
Bathroom.
Yeah, that's where I need to go.
Hurry up and come right back.
Okay.
Here, you take hall pass.
All right, thanks.
Enough of the prisoner stink!
All right.
Jeez, what a grouch.
Ah, here we are. I'll just go over here and take care of my business at the, Boy, somebody is working real hard in there. I hope it's a plumber. Excuse me, you in the stall there. What's going on in there?
This stupid flailing is all... Stop.
Arnie?
Huh?
Arnie, is that you?
Let me come out of this booth. Mr. Bell, is that you?
Yes!
Turn around so I can see you.
You're gonna have to give me just a second on that one.
What are you doing here? I'm Mars, Mr. Bell.
You mean right now or in
general?
I came to rescue you.
What makes you think we need rescuing?
Do you need rescuing?
Do I look like I need rescuing?
Well, you are plunging a toilet.
Okay, that's a good point. I'll give you that one.
It is you, Mr. Bell. Oh, I'm so glad to see you, especially if you're rescuing me.
How come you're plunging toilets?
Well, when I first came here, they said I would be the head engineer.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize most of them were Navy guys, and when they said head engineer, they meant the engineer in the head.
I see.
And then things went from bad to worse when the regime changed.
Yeah, I've been hearing about this regime change. Who's in charge now?
Nobody knows, Mr. Bell, but everyone knows he's up to something.
Well, if only there was some way to spoil this nefarious deed, whatever it is, and then get back to Earth.
Ooh, there is a way, Mr. Bell. I couldn't do it by myself, but now that you're here...
And Brad. We have Brad on our side.
Really?
Yes, we do.
Well, this idea still may work.
So what's the plan?
We use my newest invention, which I just happen to have with me.
Oh, what is it? What is it? An escapulator?
No, it's...
Get out of here now or you later?
Are you making fun of me?
Yeah, a little bit.
No, it's the blockbuster-ulator.
The blockbuster-ulator?
Yes, that is precisely what it is.
So what does it do?
It turns anything you're doing into a blockbuster movie.
Oh, so whatever plan we come up with...
Doesn't have to make sense as long as there's a lot of action.
So how does it do that?
It takes whatever plan we have and turns it into a script so dense that even logic can't escape.
That's what we need, Arnie. Let's crank that sucker up and get started.
All right, let me get it going here, Mr. Bell.
This isn't your most sophisticated invention, Arnie.
Hey, I only had Russian parts to work with. It started.
Okay, what happens now?
First, some exciting background music kicks in.
Okay, good. What next?
Then we become fearless adventurers.
All of us?
All of us.
Even Brad?
Most of us.
Then let's get out of this bathroom, go get Brad, and find the evil genius behind this plot.
And escape.
Yes, and escape.
That's important.
And true to their oversimplified plan, Arnie and John Bell rescue Brad from Laszlo Sinabovich.
Ow.
And all together, they went to find the evil mastermind behind this plot. Whatever it might be.
We'll find the evil mastermind behind this door.
How could you possibly know that?
Brad, don't ask questions.
Yeah, Brad, get with the program.
All right, but how do you open this door? There's no visible... Now, how did you know to do that?
Someone secretly sent me the blueprints to this facility.
That's kind of a stretch, isn't it?
Ixnay on the logically, Brad. It's a blockbuster.
All right. Let's all run in like idiots.
Now you're talking. There's the mastermind!
Standing at a big console!
Holding on to a ridiculously large red switch!
Wait a minute! We know that person!
You're right, Arnie. That person came with you to Mars!
Good thing this is a blockbuster. Nobody would believe us otherwise.
It's...
It!
Who is the mysterious mastermind behind this master plan? Find out next time in the thrilling but illogical conclusion of Rescue from Mars on the next Bells in the Bat Free.
This has been Bells in the Bat Free, episode 142, copyright 2016, John Bell Creative, LLC.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.